I work 4 days a week and I'm re-registering commons for some reason, and this is all criteria laid down in the Act, 2006 Act. They were provisionally registered in 1965, one of the years that followed, but for some reason they didn't go to final registration and they're what we call voided. So if you look on a registration map, if you see a common, it will have an area of land with a number on it, whereas the ones I'm looking at, they've got an area of land and a number on it, but they're hatched, which means they didn't become fully registered. So under the 2006 Act, I can go back and look at those commons and say, well, because of the mistakes that were done under the 1965 Act, can I register them now? And there's two things I have to look at. One, was the land of manorial origin any time in the past? And secondly, is it wasteland of the manor now, which means open, uncultivated and unoccupied? So I physically have to go and see that. So I might spend 2 or 3 hours stomping around a wood or a piece of open land, looking for any fences, looking for anybody doing anything on that common. So I will take photographs, I'll map where I've taken those photographs. And if at the end of that, I think, yes, this it meets that criteria, I've got my wasteland of the manor now. And then I go back and I go and do more of my historical evidence, which is research in archives at Kew and all other places. So I'll get the actual history of the registration as well, so that's another bit of historical research, put it all together, make an application, and that's the crux of my work.
So what impact do you think the Open Spaces Society has had on the landscape of England and Wales over the last 100 years?
Oh God, massive, massive impact. They've always been a bit of an issue, commons, because people always thought they belonged to them and they didn't. They became run down with people litter and on them and not being looked after. So it's really quite a transformation. You know, the change from agricultural use into amenity use, and the Open Spaces Society right in the middle of that. That would not have happened if they hadn't been there. It's incredibly important.